Joining us in the studio this afternoon is Dan Truckee, the director of the Bomir UP Heritage Center at Northern Michigan University. The event is a historical monuments removal and reassessment roundtable being held tonight on campus in the NMU Mead Auditorium in the West Science Building. Dan, welcome.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
This, of course, is a topical story, and I think it's really delightful that we're able to bring some of the folks here at NMU together to talk about this issue. Can you fill us a little bit about why tonight, why now, and who's going to be part of this discussion?
Well, you know, especially after in the wake of the Charlottesville incident and the incident that took place right after that in North Carolina, there was so much huge public opinion and kind of venting about what this was all about. You know, why are they removing monuments? And others saying it's about time they remove monuments like this. And so it really created a dialogue, especially in social media. I'm connected with a lot of museum historians and professionals and people whose job it is to save history. I mean, that's what we do.
Right.
And preserve history. And yet these monuments, which someone could say are history unto themselves, were being attacked. And so there was a lot of, in social media amongst those circles, a lot of discussion about the rights and wrongs behind this. And I thought, you know, it'd be a really great opportunity to bring people from different perspectives here on campus to discuss this openly about what this whole thing is about. You know, why are monuments like this being removed or even destroyed? And how should we be handling these kind of situations? Because this is not going to go away. This is going to continue to be an issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been an issue in the past as well, but nothing quite on the level that it's getting to now. And so that's really what the discussion is about, and an opportunity to have people involved in the discussion, the audience involved, asking questions and sharing their points of view about it as well. So I'm bringing two people from campus who both have a lot of experience in studying the cultural history and public history of America. Dr. Marty Reinhart, who is Associate Professor and Center of Native American Studies, and Dr. Rebecca Mead, who is a professor of history and specializes in public history here at Northern. Because both of them, you know, they understand the history behind a lot of the monuments that are out there, but also what are the cultural forces and the untold stories that sometimes are not represented in these monuments, and that lead to groups of people to say, you know, we don't want this here anymore. But also why there are people defending some of them as well. So it's really an opportunity to create a dialogue about an issue that's, I think, it's not going to be going away. It's going to continue to be there. And we need to approach it from a more civil discussion rather than in the way it's come out in other ways, you know, on both sides of the fence.
Well, when I saw that this was coming up, it seems to me that over the years, especially with the explosion of social media, emotional rants, emotional outbursts, and sometimes emotional discussions sort of almost take over any kind of discussion, and sometimes it's hard to find your way through to the actual discussion because this is a hot button topic for some people. But how has social media itself contributed to the emotion behind the issue?
I think it's been, we've never had anything quite like it before. I mean, I've recently been doing research on the Cold War for an exhibit, and I've had a student look at letters to the editor in the Mining Journal about the Cold War issues and also editorials. And that in the past was how people vented their feelings about social issues, was to write letters to the editor, to the newspaper, hope they'd get in, or to you know, also maybe create a protest of some type or a demonstration of some type. But there were very few outlets for people to be able to express to thousands of people at one time, because sometimes it gets that far, how they feel about particular issues, and also to be engaging people they don't even know.
Right.
You know, you and I'm guilty of this as well, of someone who's a friend of a friend of mine posting something and I have an opinion about it and respond, and some people think that maybe we shouldn't be doing that. I don't know.
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you to be taking me on? I don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when you put something out there, you should expect that it's going to be seen by more than just your one friend on Facebook,
yeah,
who's going to post it or share it, and that creates people's response. I think that the emotional side of it is the thing, and that's part of the reason I'm doing this event, because this is an incredibly emotional issue for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But how should we address it as a society? Should it be purely from an emotional standpoint, or should there be a more rational, reasoned response to calls for removal? And what does that even mean? And,
right,
and how does that take place? So that's part of the discussion tonight, will be just those very issues. Rather than it just purely being, this makes me mad.
Right.
It makes me mad, but let's talk about it and figure out what's the best solution for dealing with it, which in social media doesn't tend to happen as much as you'd,
yeah,
we'd hope. That's just part of the nature of it.
Yeah. What role does education play in the explosion of social media and being able to have these kinds of arguments that maybe you can have an actual argument discussion rather than just a, you know, you're at fault, no, you're at fault, no, you're at fault, no, you're, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I think that that's part of going to a university and studying,
mm-hmm,
and even in, you know, high school or younger grades,
yeah,
is teaching young people how to talk about issues in civilized manner and civilized discussion rather than it purely being an emotional outburst. And some things are, I mean, and we're all guilty of that, that something really hits us and our first response can be very emotional about it. And, you know, but the skills we should be learning in a university environment in particular is how in a classroom environment are people discussing difficult issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think tonight is one of those opportunities to do that. We're talking about a difficult issue, and my job as a moderator is to continue kind of to keep things going in a civil manner,
okay,
even though it's going to be emotional. And understanding that emotion is also part of it. It can't just purely be rational. There's
right,
always emotion behind it.
We have
it
to acknowledge.
We have to, yeah, acknowledge the emotions behind it. So I think it's there aren't any easy answers. I just think that, yeah, education is a part of it. And that's why we do it here at the university, is an opportunity to put this to action. You know, to provide a different kind of outlet than just people venting on social media about,
right,
the issues.
Okay. Dan Truckee, director of the Bomir UP Heritage Center, joining us this afternoon. The event is the Historical Monuments Removal and Reassessment Roundtable. It's tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern at NMU's Meade Auditorium, which is in the West Science Building on campus. Dan, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Hans.